sir. Leave your cares behind, because this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we want to make your morning better. My name is Meg. I'm your host. And my guests I think we've lost one of our guests to Dancing to Chic.
Yes.
Good times here in the studio.
Ooh, Chip is here. Put the dollar bills away.
Yeah, baby. Chip Wood is here. And Stacey Oren with Avalon HR. I don't know if that move, Stacey, would have fallen under the HR best HR practices, but okay.
You know, sometimes I really think I miss my calling as a solid gold dancer.
Oh,
you know, should
no.
have been... That would have been my peak time.
Girl, even knowing what a solid gold dancer is states us.
Let's go with solid gray.
Yeah, okay. Speak for yourself now.
Chuck.
Speak for yourself.
How dare you.
Okay, so we have our friends from Avalon HR here. It's always a pleasure to have them both. They're very knowledgeable about what they do. So I do want to open this up for you, our listeners. If you've got a question about business, about HR, about what would it take to have a payroll company, please text in your questions this morning, 850-437-1620. That's the whole point of this show, for you to take advantage of the experts that we bring in. So I'm going to turn it over to y'all. First of all, tell us about Avalon HR as a business, in case someone's not familiar with you. And then I thought, we're in the middle of March. What are some of the pressing issues for businesses right now?
There's so many of them. But
well, first of all, talk about Avalon HR.
Actually, Avalon HR is a full-service PEO, which is an acronym for Professional Employment Organization. We're located at 100 South Pace Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida. And you can reach us anytime at 850-475-1555. Or, like I said, be happy for you just to drop by and visit with us and see what we do and how we do it. And primarily what we do is, in the eyes of the state and federal government, we become the employer of record. We take care of all the compliance issues, whether it be workers' comp, workplace imposters, workplace safety manuals, et cetera. We make sure that all these things are there for you, and we do it. It's all part of our service. So if you're curious about what we do, like I said, give us a call, because a lot of times you'll find out, somebody asked me the other day, they said, well, are you on expensive? No, we're not near as expensive as some of those fines if you don't take care of these things where they're supposed to be. So
I guess the question would be, what is your fee structure? How does that work? Because I know it's very different from company to company.
It is. It's mainly based off of workers' comp and how the workers' comp, every rate is different from a clerical person, which is usually about 11 cents per $100 of payroll, to someone that does construction, and those rates are substantially more. But what we do, you have to remember, we're a service, so we're tax deductible to your accountant.
Oh, and, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we're a service. We're okay. A service, so you can deduct any fees, I mean our fee, and our fee is based there again off the type of business, the structure of the business, how large is the business. Are you a two-man company or are you a 200-man company? Mm-hmm. Obviously, the larger the company, the less the rate. So we like to sit down and talk with people about that, and we show them everything. We're not trying to hold back on any. We're very transparent on our pricing.
Okay. And so in talking about the fact that we're kind of getting into the middle of March, what are some of the things that you, services that you provide, and some things that you wanted to talk about today? You had mentioned something about tax avoidance, I believe.
Tax avoidance maneuvers.
Take it away, Stacey.
That's a scary topic. I'm already getting nervous just hearing the title.
Well, right? we see a whole lot of employers that have run afoul of some of the laws, not saying that they're in trouble or going, you know, they can get in trouble by doing that. But what we like for them to do is come to us, and we will advise them on the best ways to extract themselves from these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And Stacey, we run into some situations from time to time where employers want to practice not best practices. So we're there to help them with that, to keep them out of the weeds.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the things that have come up, over as people are doing their taxes, businesses are doing their taxes as well. And a few things that we've been contacted about in the last couple of weeks as businesses are filing their taxes, you know, are things like, hey, you know, typically a business owner is exempt from fair labor standards. And those are the things that say you have to be paid the minimum wage, that you have to be paid overtime if you're a non-exempt employee. And the law kind of looks at it like, as a business owner, you can pay yourself whatever you want. You can pay yourself $2 an hour. You can pay yourself nothing. You can whatever. They don't care how many hours a week you work. None of it is overtime, okay? Because they come up and they're like, well, overtime is tax deductible, so I'll just pay myself overtime and take that on my taxes. No, you will not. That is a tax avoidance maneuver.
Okay.
Doing things like, business owners also can't participate in flexible spending account plans because it's a pre-tax benefit. The government, anytime they're giving you a break on a pre-tax benefit, your medical, dental, vision, 401k, have structured it very compactly so a business owner cannot benefit any more greatly than their employees.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to keep it fair. But as a business owner, I'm thinking, well, you know, I want to lower my taxable income too, so put me in for all of it. But the IRS says, oh, no, we can't do that. And so we get a lot of questions about that. You know, as a business owner, how can I lower my taxable income? Another big thing that's come up here recently, as businesses file their taxes, are tips, okay? I tell all the business owners, you know, a lot of them, their employees get to take the cash home every night, but it's still income. It still has to be reported. And a particular business owner I was talking to was like, well, you know, we kind of do a pooling situation. We hold some of that back to cover thrown away food, damages. That is illegal. That is considered a business expense, and it cannot be charged to your employees in any way, okay?
Hmm.
Owners typically can't take part in a tip pool. If they take the tip credit, which is allowed under Florida, you can pay less than the hourly minimum,
mm-hmm.
but the rest is subsidized in tips.
Right.
And when you take that credit, you can't take tips as a business owner either. Like, you have to exclude yourself from that. But I always advise them, the tips that you report for your employees need to at least be the amount of the credit card tips reported, because that's traceable through your point of sale system.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to file those business taxes, that's one of the reports you have to provide, okay? And if the payroll doesn't match the point of sale, you could have a problem.
Absolutely.
All right?
Yes, you could.
A big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that comes with that is, you know, on the employee side, you're cheating your employees out of two things. Yes, you gave them the tips, but they're still responsible for those taxes. By failing to report them, one, you're underreporting their income that they will need to get a loan, a home. They're not going to sit in front of the bank and go, but I get all these extra tips, but the guy I work for just doesn't report them. So,
oh yeah,
you can't say, I actually make more than what my W-2 shows. It's just, you're admitting to fraud, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is Social Security wages.
Mm,
so when you
right.
report those tips to us, it's just a line item that gets taxed. You don't get paid it twice. It's just put on there to be taxed appropriately, so it goes to your Social Security. So by failing to report tips, you're understating income that could be needed for loan purposes, and you're shorting the employee their Social Security wages that they're entitled to. So just not a good practice
mm-hmm.
at all. It comes up a lot every time this year where we'll just change all of our employees to salaried so we do not have to pay overtime. That doesn't work either. There's two components to being a salaried employee. One is the minimum salary amount, which was getting ready to go up considerably, but they backed off that. So it's still like $35,600 and some dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of that is a duties test. They have to meet the criteria on the duties test. Supervise two or more employees. Have autonomy to make major decisions on behalf of the company. Like, not just order paper clips or calendars,
okay.
like sign contracts, make mm-hmm. big decisions that impact the company. Have an advanced degree in a specialized area, like it's not everybody has, or not everybody, you know, like a neurophysicist would definitely fall into that category. You know, those are hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain duties tests. And we were made aware of a situation not too long ago where the Department of Labor did come into a business and found that one of their salary employees did not meet the duties test.
Uh-oh.
And she was told, you've got 30 days to pay this employee $13,000 in missed wages.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yes.
It's That's a very unusual situation where they will come into your business. That, mm-hmm. that is not a typical occurrence unless someone has alerted them to that.
Oh, okay.
Which usually falls under the distinction of disgruntled employee.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when I say disgruntled, I don't mean that maliciously. I just mean that this person has found out that, hey, they should have been paid under this, and I went to my boss, and my boss said no. So that's when it becomes contentious.
Okay, we're talking to Avalon HR. Chip Wood is here, and Stacey Oren. Some really interesting information for you and your business, especially right now as we're into that tax season. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620, we would love to hear from you this morning.
You know, Meg, a lot of times when businesses find themselves behind the eight ball a little bit, they'll call us, and then we get involved as far as, okay, well, let's take a look at what you've got, what you've done, whether it be right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there is a wrong situation, then we will take a look at that, and we can get a hold of the IRS since we are a certified IRS PEO.
That's very important.
It really is, because we can talk to our IRS rep and advise them, okay, here's a business that wants to use our services but they're deathly afraid of what's happened and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, they're going to say, no. We're good. As long as we know that they're going to be doing their payroll through you,
mm-hmm.
that way the IRS knows they're going to get their money.
It's accountability.
Mm-hmm. And once they know and they're satisfied with that, then all that... The business owner can start sleeping at night again.
Right. That's right.
It is. It's a very, it can be very unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
Just the pressures of it, knowing that they have no boundaries, and don't ever think you're going to fight them because they will just out-money you.
Okay. That's good advice. Good information. So what are some of the other things that you wanted to mention this morning for folks?
Well, a lot of times we do subcontract work. We do.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, some construction people will have their subcontractors, and I want to advise the construction people to please make sure that your subcontractors, when they say they're licensed and insured, that does not mean a driver's license and car insurance.
Oh my goodness!
Make sure that themselves.
So yes. Tell us, what do they need to have?
Well,
other than their license,
they
and
need
their
to have
insured.
Workers' comp insurance and certificate of insurance if they're a true LLC, which any subcontractor would be an LLC. And if you are a contractor and you hire, let's say, someone to come in, Jonathan and I were talking about this out front.
Mm-hmm.
If he hires a subcontractor to come in and do any work that he typically doesn't do.
Right.
The first thing he wants to do is make sure that that subcontractor has all the appropriate insurances, the workers' comp insurance, general liability insurance, because if they don't, then Jonathan becomes liable for anything happens on their job site.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you don't ever want to get into that. And now there's programs that he and I discussed this. It's called OSIP. And what happens is you have a subcontractor that doesn't have workers' comp. Well, he can pay you a percentage of money and go under yours.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. And typically, we don't see it too much in our business because we have a blanket policy, so we cover our people.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we have some contractors that have their subcontractors that aren't properly insured, and that's when they run into problems. So if there's questions on that or if you have a question on anything like that, just give me a call at 475-1555, and we're here in Pensacola, and I'll be happy to help you and talk to you about it.
And what does happen often. Speaking of 1099 and subcontractors, it's the Department of Labor, OSHA, regularly comes to job sites and places of employment.
Make sure you have your poster up.
Well,
that's the first thing they go for.
I know. I've had them visit. You really want to make sure you got that poster up.
Yep.
Well, the second thing, and what people don't realize is, you know, they would walk in a business and they go, "Oh, we're with Avalon, a PEO," and half the time they know that. 90% of the time, OSHA knows this already, and it's already called us. It says, "Hey, we need a roster of employees for this business," and they will go in and make sure that the people we are paying are the people that are working, and there's not people there working that we don't know about.
Ooh, that's not good.
And it happens often. They probably call, what, twice a week?
Yeah, we probably get on an average of 2 times a week.
Twice a week? That often, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And what they want to know is, okay, you've got 9 people listed on your payroll. Why is there 15 people working here?
Who's paying these other 6? How are they being paid?
How are they being paid?
And something that comes up, and
are they contract players? Or
well,
they could be.
They could
and
be.
If they, mm-hmm. And if they do, that's mm-hmm. fine.
Okay.
But now they're going to have to show their workers' comp certificates to the inspectors, and if they don't have them, then they got a problem.
Interesting.
That's what I want to do in my next life. I want to be an OSHA inspector. But anyway,
lookout.
I received an email the other day that said, "Hey, effective, you know, this day, John Doe wants to move himself. We're moving John Doe to 1099 per his request." So I'm immediately like, "Why was his request?"
Mm-hmm.
And it was, "Well, he's tired of paying taxes." Yeah, tax avoidance maneuver. I don't personally care what you do with the IRS,
mm-hmm.
except I will tell you, hey, I don't think you meet the guidelines to be a 1099 employee. You know, here's the rules.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a 1099 employee, you have to.
They have a 20-point. The IRS has a 20-point
question.
Wow.
Error. You know, okay. Do you set your own schedule? Do you set your own rate of pay? Do you have your own tools? Do
Can you
have
come
your
and
own
go
insurance?
As you want?
Can you come and go as you please? You know, that kind of thing. It's not designed to help you avoid paying taxes.
Right.
Okay, that's not how that program works.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, don't get me wrong. If I was ever put in charge of the world, the first thing I would do away with is personal income tax. I think it's ridiculous. But anywho, not my day, not my soapbox. But I can't advise you to do something illegal that I know is going to result in a not good end game. It may take years before they find you. It could be forever. It could be a month. You just never know. And, you know, some people are like, "I'll take my chances." So I put everything in writing. They laugh at me. I keep books, and I have 6 years worth of books
good
in my
for
office.
You. Good for
you.
That's good insurance.
Conversation.
Yes. That's good insurance.
Like, oh, no. We talked about this.
Okay, I've got a comment that just came in on the text line. And if you have a comment or a question, 850-437-1620, I think y'all appreciate this one. It says, "I am so glad to hear this on the radio. Work comp investigator here."
Hello.
With a big smiley face.
Well, that's true. I mean,
right?
And they have a very important job, because one of the things that happens when there is a workers' comp claim is we want to make sure that person, number one, gets taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to make sure that this person gets back to work and he's made whole again. It doesn't mean he's going to be made wealthy again. It's going to be that he's made whole again. Mm-hmm. And there is a big difference in that.
Oh, and I'd change that, too. If I was in charge of the world, the work comp inspector will appreciate this, too. As long as there was no gross negligence on behalf of the employer, your medical situation is being taken care of, and you're getting any other payments that you're entitled to, you should not be allowed to sue your employer. The time we spend defending lawsuits that go absolutely nowhere.
And we get them all the time.
Really?
Yep.
It would blow your mind. You know, I don't understand how if you have an accident at work, and like I said, it's not due to negligence. Like I said, if someone came in here and told the owners of Cat Country, "Hey, this ceiling is going to fall in," you know, and they've said it multiple times and they ignored it, and then it falls on your head,
mm-hmm.
that's negligence,
mm-hmm.
okay? But if nothing's ever been said, everything's been good, and one day one of these tiles just randomly falls, that's not negligence, okay? That's just
an accident.
Happenstance.
Right? happenstance. And, you know, they take care of your medical. They take care of, you know, any time you may miss from work. Mm-hmm. Or especially not even a structure. When you physically just hurt yourself, okay, lifting something, throwing something in the trash, why is that your employer's fault? I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. But if you are hurt, you know, we manage your work comp claims. Chip can vouch for the fact I fight tooth and nail for my employees that are hurt to get them what they need. But it really, really, when I'm working that hard and making sure you're getting all the recommended treatment, making sure that everything's going as it should, and then you turn around and file suit, the second you do that, I can no longer talk to you. I can't help you. I can't.
Legally,
I can't help with your appointments. There's nothing I can do. Mm. And it really, truly kind of breaks my heart because I'm like, my job is to help you, and I will advocate for you until the cows come home. Mm-hmm. But you've just made it now where I can't.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I have to step completely out. I'm not allowed to call you, contact you. I'm not allowed to do anything. And then we go through this whole process to get to the end of it. And we're always going for this thing called MMI, maximum medical improvement. When your physician says, this is as best as Meg's going to get back. And we get there and he says, your impairment rating is 0%. That means there's no long-term anything. Meg's mm-hmm. back to good. She's functioning as normal. And then they turn around and they file a lawsuit. Why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't get
Probably some bad advice would be my guess.
Absolutely.
And because we have become such a litigious society, as they say, so people think that that's the next step.
Yeah, and nothing against attorneys. I mean, because they serve a valuable thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to look at everything from our employees' standpoint that we want to make sure that they are well and make sure that they have the opportunity to go back and work and support their families and so forth and so on. And then there's sometimes that things kind of have to go to another level, and we understand that too. So.
Yeah, it's just a fine line. You know, I want people to be taken care of, and I will fight forever for that to happen. But, you know, once that gets involved, it changes the whole landscape. I have to just step back and just kind of watch it and hope it doesn't
let us do our job.
Run off the rails. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know, and that's what we like to do. That's what we do. That's what we specialize in. If you have any questions about that, call us at the office, 850-475-1555. You know,
do you all have a website?
We do. It's AvalonHR.com. You can learn a little bit more about what Avalon does,
and
who we are,
mm-hmm.
right? Who we are.
Can you list some of your services as we wrap things up this morning? Because you have quite a few, right?
We can do health insurance. We do 401ks. We do
payroll, HR consulting, work comp.
I can review your safety manuals and make sure they're up to speed.
We have talked before about employee manuals.
Yes.
We can help with that.
That's becoming a real
It's hot, important.
That's a real hot item.
My mm-hmm. favorite line, you can't hold someone to an expectation that they do not know exists. And it happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
Have you
This is true.
Told them that this is not no.
Well, you know, that could apply for business, but it could apply for relationships too, right?
It really can.
That might be a whole nother show.
I want flowers weekly. What do you not understand?
I expect flowers on Valentine's Day, right?
That'd be a great show.
We're talking with our friends at Avalon HR. Chip Wood is here. He is the VP of Sales and Marketing. Stacey Oren is the HR and Benefits Manager, both very knowledgeable about what they do. So if you do want to contact them at Avalon HR, that number, website, one more time.
850-475-1555, or we're conveniently located at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola, Florida.
And the website's easy to remember.
www.avalon.com.
Okay.
HR.
AvalonHR.com.
Okay, this has been Pep Talk. Thank you, Stacey. Thank you, Chip. It's always a pleasure.
Give us a call.
Thank you.